We're so profoundly blessed because the one who knows all things has revealed himself in the Word of Scripture. And so we take time each week to confess our faith in that Word. It's useful to assess from time to time the state of our theology. Every 2 years since 2014, Ligonier Ministries with Lifeway Research has conducted a state of theology survey to assess the theological understanding of our society. It is designed to give a better grasp at what the general population and what evangelicals believe about the fundamental Christian truths. While it's hard to judge people's hearts, we can judge what they believe based on the answers that they give. What people claim to believe may also shed light on the state of their souls. The views of our surrounding culture inevitably influence our understanding of who God is, who we are, and how we are to live, and how we are to receive God's saving grace. We must know the God of salvation, the God of Scripture, not the God of our imaginations. Bert Parsons, the editor of Ligonier's Table Talk magazine, says this about the results of the latest survey, the 2020 survey. The church needs to wake up. The handwriting is on the wall, and it tells us that the evangelical church is in serious trouble, that her theology has been weighed in the balances and found wanting. This shouldn't surprise us because the mainstream evangelical leaders have been paving the path to ruin for a long time. When they began to feel pressure to conform to the culture, many began to water down the teaching of Scripture and cover up those Christian truths that our culture despises. As a result, most of the old countercultural evangelical churches have become the new culturally compromised mainline churches. They have left many professing Christians with a lowest common denominator faith that is almost entirely ignorant of basic Christian theology. Because the survey shows confusion on orthodox biblical beliefs, there is value in being sure that we at Providence don't share that confusion. Each of the 31 questions in the survey, or they're actually a statement of proposition, is a neutrally stated proposition to which the survey respondent is to ask to make one of five responses. Strongly agree, agree, don't know, disagree, or strongly disagree. So there are five possible responses to the respondents that answer these statements. Some statements are biblical, and others are very much culturally influenced. In our confession of faith over the next several weeks, we'll take a look at each of the 31 questions in the survey and attempt to voice the orthodox view on that issue, as well as the biblical grounds for that view. Some examples of the proposition, just to give you a flavor of what's going to happen. And each time we go over these propositions, we'll give you a chance to respond, but we're not going to have to do that publicly. It's not designed to embarrass anybody or to make anybody full of pride about their knowledge, but just to make sure we have an orthodox view of these things. The first statement, God is a perfect being and cannot make a mistake. The sixth statement, Jesus is the first and greatest being created by God. The 17th statement, God will always reward true faith with material blessings in this life. The 25th statement, the Bible has the authority to tell us what we must do. And the 31st statement, religious belief is a matter of personal opinion. It's not an objective truth. So as you can see, there are both orthodox statements and unorthodox statements, and that's what we'll be working with. Father, may we always be committed to two things. First of all, that we have an accurate understanding of your word of truth, but that we also couple that with an enduring love of Jesus and the body of Christ, rather than a critical spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.